The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group. Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
Jelensky, the Financial Quarterback, coming to you live, and we have a special treat. We have Stan Harley from the West Coast. He's going to be giving us his market outlook, where he sees opportunities to seize and risks to potentially avoid. Hello, Stan.
Good morning, Josh. How are you doing?
Yeah, great to be with you. And great to have you on the show. So what everyone wants to know is, okay, the market's been very choppy for a while. We've had five positive days. Where do you see, first give a landscape of sort of where you see the market today and where you see it going.
Actually, the market's done very well, Josh. We saw a high in the New York averages in late January. And then we sold off very sharply, made two bottoms, one on February the 9th, the second one on April the 2nd. The second one was sort of a retest of the prior bottom, and that was the orthodox cycle bottom. And from that point, we've been kind of slowly grinding our way higher. I think one has to be very positive on the markets here. I certainly am. The Russell 2000, the NASDAQ composite, and the New York Advanced Decline Line have all been bumping on the new high ground territory here of late. The other New York averages have not, although among the what I call the big five, for me the big five are the Dow Industrials, the Dow Transports, the S&P 500, the New York Composite, and the NASDAQ Composite. The other New York averages are pushing towards the higher end of the ground, particularly the S&P 500. So the long and the short of it, Josh, I think you have to be positive here. I think there's a good chance you might see the S&P 500 go to a new high in the next month. If not, it's going to come darn close to it. Whether the other benchmark indices do or not is unclear at this moment, but it's still a bull market, Josh, and I think you have to buy the dips.
So do you believe the dip has occurred? I mean, I remember you had said that maybe the low would be in October. Do you think we've breached the low?
Well, I'm still expecting an early October low. From an intermediate term perspective, we tend to make very important bottoms about every 35 weeks, approximately 8 months. The last low in that series, of course, occurred on April the 2nd. The next low in that series is due, by my calculations, right around October 10th, plus or minus. Mm. I had thought a month ago, 2 months ago, I thought we would remain in this trading range, and then that October bottom would sort of be the the sideways, the apex of that trading range, and we might even see as much as a 20% decline from top to bottom. We may still see that, but I think I'm starting to change my views here. The strength of late, particularly in the S&P 500, is rather surprised me. So what I'm saying at this point in time is there's probably a pretty fair chance between now and Labor Day, which is when I'm expecting the high in this 35-week cycle to occur. I think there's a pretty fair chance we're going to challenge that January high. Could possibly do a false break. That is, we could bust out a little bit to minor to slightly higher highs, get everybody excited. But there's no confirmation by, say, the Dow, the New York Composite, maybe the Dow Transports. Then we pull back in the first week in October, maybe into middle part of that range. And then from that point, the New York average is put on a head of steam, and we all bust out to new highs. But it's still a bull market, and I think a year or so from now, when we look at this time period, it will have been a sideways congestion band, and frustrating for both bulls and bears alike, but nevertheless a buying opportunity for the bulls, and that's how I see it, Josh.
So buying opportunity, and folks, if you want Stan's Harley Market Letter, you can go to harleymarketletter.com or call us at 888-988-JOSH, and if you schedule and keep your What Do I Do With My Money review at 888-988-JOSH, I will throw in one of Stan's latest works that he's put together for the Financial Quarterback listeners. So what other things do you see? What key things do we need to watch? You talk about so basically, if by Labor Day we've reached new highs, that could be a good sign, sort of a good and bad sign. It'll confirm maybe your October 10th number. I mean, what do we do?
Yes. Well, okay. Within the context of that 35-week, 8-month cycle, which is the dominant cycle that governs the intermediate time period, there tend to be what I call four trading cycles that average 30 to 40 trading days apiece. We of course, started the series on April the 2nd, Josh. Then the next low in that series occurred on May the 3rd. The next one was on June 28th, just a couple of weeks ago. And I see the third trading cycle in the series occurring right around August the 10th, plus or minus. And then the fourth and final one occurring around October the 10th. So we tend to go up and pull back. We go up and pull back, and there tend to be these four trading cycles within that 35-week intermediate cycle. Nothing goes straight up, nor does it go straight down. We go up and down in a pattern of cycles. So with that next trading cycle low doing around August the 10th, I see the high roughly August 1st, August 2nd. Right in that time period. So that suggests to me, this being mid-July, we've got about another 2 weeks of positive market behavior. Then we get a pullback in early August, and then a push up once again to yet higher highs, peaking out right around Labor Day. Then we need to look for confirmation or divergences. As a technician, that's what I do. So if we see, and I follow what I call the big five being the Dow Industrials, the S&P 500, the New York Composite, the Dow Transports, and the NASDAQ Composite, I want to see all five of those confirming. If all five of those bust out to new highs at that point, that's a real positive. On the other hand, let's say only the S&P 500 pushes into new high ground at that point, being pulled aloft by the gravity-defying NASDAQ here. That's not a bad thing for the market, but it just means we're probably going to get a more interesting pullback in early October. Nevertheless, I still see that as a wonderful buying opportunity. I think investors would be wise to buy the dips here, Josh. It's still a bull market, and you know from our past interviews, I don't see a major peak, broad market peak, for another 4 years. I think you and I and everybody listening to this needs to follow this market from the bullish perspective.
Mm. So, yeah, and you've been a contrarian on that for some time and right on that for some time, much to the chagrin of the Bears. So what other opportunities do you see? So you're fairly long equities, treasuries. You like them right now?
I do. I like the bond market as well. I see the bond market, like the equity market, heading generally higher for the next 4 years. We underwent a bottoming process here over the last couple of months. What is very interesting, Josh, as the bond market made lower lows, interest rates meaning higher highs about a month or so ago, you saw both the 10-year and the 30-year come down on the charts, make lower lows, but the TLT, which is a primary ETF tracking ETF on the equity market that tracks the bond market, did not go lower. It essentially made a series of sideways lows down around the 116, 117 area, but did not appreciably break lower like the bonds did. That divergence, as a technician, is something that's very, very interesting. And to me, that suggests a bullish outcome. And indeed, we've been pushing our way higher. Bonds generally are not as volatile as stocks, so you're not going to get the eye-popping gains like we've seen in the equity market. But nevertheless, I think bonds are going to head higher, meaning the TLT is going to head higher, and interest rates are going to head lower. Now, people say, Stan, the Fed's raising rates. Well, what you have to realize is what the Federal Reserve controls is the overnight lending rate to member banks and the discount rate. That's not what you and I pay when we go out and borrow money to buy a house. And any increase of interest rates that the Fed does is within the context of noise. If you look at a long-term chart going back the last 40 years, you can see that interest rates made a major peak in 1981, and they've been generally trending down. There is a very, very clear 40-year cycle in interest rates. You'll note that every 40 years, plus or minus a year or so, we tend to make pinnacle turns in the interest rate market. 1981, go back 40 years from that, 1940, 1900, 1860, 1800, and so on. So if you add 40 years to 1981, why, that takes you to 2021. I think it's probably going to expand a little bit to 2022. That will be the next pinnacle turn in that 40-year cycle, and I think it's going to be a low in interest rates. And then it's going to get interesting.
Wow, yeah.
Then it's going to get really interesting. But the long and the short of it, I see, Josh, I see another 4 years of a bull market for both equities and the bond market.
But you're very bearish in 2022.
Yeah. We'll be singing a different tune in the latter part of that year, I think.
All these cycles kind of converge at that time. That what's crazy is all no matter, you know, everybody has these different opinions, but everybody seems to agree that something bad will happen around 2022, 2023. You know, the 80-year cycle, the 90-year, the 7. I sometimes lose track of all these. I want you to do a regression analysis one day for me so I can understand all your X, Y formulas. So final point on gold. Where do you see gold headed?
Gold is rather languishing. I think it's in essentially a sideways structure right now. We've been bouncing off the 1250 level here recently. Gold is not a market that excites me one way or another, either from the long side or the short side. In the near term, I have a positive bias, but that's probably a market I would avoid.
Not
much happening in that arena.
Well, thanks for joining us, Stan Harley. You go to the HarleyMarketLetter.com. For more of his work, HarleyMarketLetter.com, or if you call us and schedule a no-obligation second opinion on your money at 888-988-JOSH, Stan's so generous to give one free copy of his latest Harley Market Letter. So thanks again for filling in, Stan. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, and folks, give us a call. What do you think? Are you bullish? Are you concerned? Do you agree with Stan? Do you not? Call us. We'll be taking your calls after the break. And if you're concerned about getting maybe more income out of your retirement plan, maybe you want to take an extra vacation a year, call me, Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and we're going to look for ways to maybe get you that extra vacation out of your portfolio. Where can we find more income opportunities? A lot of people I'm seeing right now, they want to know, Josh, I want an income plan. I want a spending plan, not just a savings plan. And I want to do it with tax efficiency and with a mind for risk. Because even though Stan's bullish, I don't want to be hopelessly bullish. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, to potentially see how you can get more income, less taxes, and less risk in your portfolio. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Out of the last 16 years, and he goes to, he's part of something called Timer Digest, and he's presently ranked number 3 in stocks and number 3 in precious metals. So if you want Stan's latest work, you can call us for the no obligation second opinion on your money. So give us a call now. If you have a question for me, we have a lot to talk about. And we want to be your IRA station. So you have, if you have an IRA, we can be here for you. So there's a lot of interesting things to talk about. The bond market is sounding an alarm on the economy as the yield curve spread hits its narrowest point in 11 years. And the Tax Foundation has a new report that making the tax cuts permanent would boost the economy. And in another sign that you have to get your act together, the will of Anthony Bourdain could be an open matter for legal dispute. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, if you want to meet with us. 10 things everybody should know or do with their IRA. But as always, I want to hear from you. So what do you want to know with your IRA? Call us now. Change can be good. Is your IRA ready for a change? Maybe you are looking for a new type of investment or maybe a new IRA custodian to change it up with your IRA. You may need to move your IRA funds. Here are 10 things everybody should know before they move their IRA. Number one, the best way to move your money from one IRA to another is to do a trustee-to-trustee transfer. Your funds will not be distributed to you. Instead, they will move directly from your IRA to a new IRA of your choice. Usually, this can be done by requesting a transfer. Your custodian, and we use Fidelity, Interactive Brokers, and TD Ameritrade, also Trust Company America by E-Trade. So we four reputable custodians for your choice. Your current custodian will then send your IRA funds to your new IRA custodian. So instead of a rollover, do a trustee-to-trustee transfer. Number two thing you should know before you move your IRA. I mean, how many times people say you should move your IRA? Well, you got to do these things. Or make sure, or else there could be problems. Number two, a check made payable to a new IRA custodian for the benefit of your IRA, but sent to you counts as a transfer. Because the check is not made payable to you, you never have receipt of the funds. That is why it is still considered a direct transfer. Number three, this is from IRAhelp.com. Transfers are not reportable to the IRS by you or your custodian. Number four, transfers are not limited in frequency. You can do as many of them as you want. Also, you can move your IRA funds by doing a 60-day rollover, where the rollover of the funds are distributed to you. You must then deposit them back into an IRA within 60 days. So the 60-day rule is predominantly due to the rollover. But if you can, request a trustee-to-trustee transfer. It's generally better. And you only have one of those a year. And it's not one in a calendar year. It's one in a 365-day period. For the purposes of this rule, all of your IRAs, traditional, Roth, SEP, and simple, are aggregated. Also, if you take a distribution and you fail to complete a rollover within 60 days, the distribution will be taxable to you. It will also be subject to a 10% early distribution penalty if you are under the age of 59 and a half. While the tax law allows you access to your IRA funds at any time, your ability to move your IRA funds may be affected by your investment choices. You may face penalties or fees from your IRA custodian if you want to move your IRA. Maybe you have a question on an IRA rollover. Call me now. And whenever you move your IRA funds, you will want to proceed carefully. And we can help you do that at 888-988-JOSH. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Catherine, go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling about just what you're talking about, the IRAs. Is there a penalty or can you do it yourself? Just move any of your IRAs from one bank, like say to a credit union. Do you have to wait for a certain until they, you know, expire, you know, for the amount of time you took them out for?
Well, there's the, if you have an annuity or a CD and it's a 5-year CD and you want to transfer it to another bank, or if you have a 5-year annuity and you're in year 3 of year 5, you want to check with the financial institution governing the product, because they might have their own rules. As far as the IRS rules are concerned, if you have an IRA CD with Acme Bank and you want to make it an IRA CD with XYZ Bank, all you need to do is request a trustee-to-trustee transfer. That's if the funds are liquid. I also don't know, you know, other than having an emergency fund of 6 to 12 months in the bank, I'd recommend everybody look for other opportunities to get, you know, make your money work for you more. So if you're like that and you have a lot of money sitting at the bank doing nothing, there are conservative things you can do with your money that hopefully yield a little more than what you get at the bank. So you can call us at 888-988-JOSH for that. Any other questions on that,
yeah,
Catherine?
I say they were for 5 years. Do you have to wait for the 5 years to be up before you make a transfer?
Well, you have to call the institution. Okay, the IRS rule, right, is you could do whatever you want. You know, as long as you do a trustee-to-trustee transfer in a vehicle that they approve. So as long as it's not what's called a prohibited transaction. But if you have a five-year CD and you're in year three of year five, and the thing that you sign with that nice banker who just won a free toaster for putting you into that new account, or whatever, in the case of some of these banks where they've been doing nefarious things, opening up, you know, 80 different bank accounts. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't know why people still have their money with these companies, but whatever. You got to learn that your banker is not necessarily a neutral person. The person at the bank works for the bank. They don't work for you. That's why you want to call us at 888-988-JOSH, where we can do fee-based fiduciary services where we work for you. So stay on, Catherine, if you have any other questions. Folks, be like Catherine. Call us now. If you have a question on your IRA, up next, the will of Anthony Bourdain could be open to legal dispute. And what is the new pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, have to do with your money? I'm going to tell you about some interesting rulings regarding life, health, and pensions. So he's done a lot as a judge, and we're going to talk to you about what he ruled on. Up next, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Give us a call during the break for the What to Do with My Money, where we could show you potentially how to get more income, less taxes, and less risk in your portfolio. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
And the financial quarterback, we're talking about what to do with your IRAs. And now we're going to Sandra. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Thank you. I inherited from my husband a 401k. They told me I have to move it out before December 31st of 2018 or else they'll send it to me. Can I do, as you say, a transfer trustee to trustee to an IRA from the 401k?
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Because there are rules.
I'm over 70 now.
Okay, spousal rules after your spouse passes, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
It's horrible. I mean, we're helping a lot of people. It just seems like lately, my dad passed, and
I'm sorry.
Then a lot of people have been calling lately, saying, "Oh, my mom's, passing. My father's passing. What do I do with the money?" And it's sad,
Yeah, but I want to know. It's a 401k, but can I transfer to an IRA, to another bank? Yeah, it's not a bank. It's where he had the 401k.
Well, there are spousal rules before one passes. There are spousal rules after.
Well,
there are spousal rules. No, I'm just talking for the general audience.
Okay.
And then there are a bunch of rules related to it before you're 70 and a half and after 70 and a half.
Okay.
So for you, it's relatively easy. You could do a spousal rollover.
It's called a spousal rollover?
You could do a spousal rollover, and you could also make it a part of your IRA, or you could do an inherited IRA. Okay. So you don't want to do necessarily a trustee-to-trustee. Trustee-to-trustee would not apply until it's your money. So think of it this way. The 401k will be rolled over into an IRA in your name, okay? Or you make it an inherited IRA. Now, there are rules for non-spouse beneficiaries, and there are rules for spousal beneficiaries. When you are a spouse, it's easy, but easy doesn't always mean that's what you should do. You have two specific options you could do, but it's easy to explain the first option. The first option is you just make it into an IRA of your choice. So you do a spousal rollover from 401k to IRA. Then once it's an IRA, let's say, you want to work with us, and you're at 401k with Acme Company. You could have an IRA rollover with Fidelity through us. So you get the big name of Fidelity, but you also get the wise planning that we do on more income, less taxes, and less potential risk in your portfolio. So we could also potentially show you ways to reduce your fees if you call us at 888-988-JOSH. And a lot of these things are difficult to deal with, so we can certainly, help you with some of these paperwork if you just don't want to. I mean, sometimes when people are going through this, we do all the forms, and then you just review them and do a once-over rather than all the stress of dealing with form after form. So you can roll that over into an IRA on your name. I mean, it's relatively simple. It's not a trustee. You do not want to cash out, and you do not want to wait until the end of the year where they cut you a check, because that could be taxable to you. Whereas this, the only thing taxable will be your RMD, which is the required minimum distribution. Does that make sense?
I understand. Why can't I do a trustee to trustee? They send it to the bank where I'm going to open up. I do have an IRA.
It's just a different rule. You have to do a rollover. You can do a trustee to trustee after you've rolled the money over.
But where would it roll it over where it is now?
I don't know. It depends. Sometimes the 401ks require you to get it out of there.
Yeah, they want me to get it out of there, so that's what I want to do. So I can't do a rollover to an IRA.
But you can do a rollover to an IRA. You cannot do a trustee-to-trustee transfer. I know it's a little bit confusing.
Why can't I do a trustee-to-trustee?
It's just the rule. it's the government. These are arcane rules.
Okay, so I have a 401k. I have to get it out where it is. So what do I tell them to do so I don't get the check?
Well, I got to make sure you do it the right way. Well, you're going to get the check because it's a rollover. But you want to make sure that check...
I'm not going to roll it over. I want to take it from there and put it to a bank. I'm not doing a rollover. I just want to move it.
You have to, though. You have to. Just unless you want to pay all these taxes. I mean, here's what you do. If you want to go to your bank... or custodian. Right. Number one, we could help you with it. It's a lot easier if you call us at 888-988-JOSH. But if you go to your bank and you say, I want to create an IRA, and then you have the 401k company roll the money into the IRA you just created. I mean, that's the easiest thing to do. So now you won't pay income tax on that so long as you do not violate the once every 365-day rollover rule. So you're allowed a rollover at death, you know, death of a loved one. So you're not going to get hurt there. If by hurt, you mean, you know, paying all the tax on the check. If you just write a check, though, from the 401k, if they've cut a check, 401k, to your bank, well, then that could be a taxable event if it's just a non-IRA bank account. Does that help?
I have an IRA. No, it doesn't. I have an IRA, an IRA at the bank already. So they can send it to the bank and add it to my the IRA then there. But what do I tell them to do? I tell the 401k to send it to the bank, but what do I say? What words do I use to say to do that?
Open sesame. I mean, I don't know what words other than a spousal rollover at death. Just tell them your husband passed, and they'll be able to help you. And we could help you, too, at 888-988-JOSH, so you don't have to, you know, go through this. But it's relatively simple. It may not be simple for you, you know, because of what you're going through, and also because of the arcane language of, is it a rollover? Is it a transfer? But it's a spousal rollover at death. I mean, it's not, you know, they're not going to, they shouldn't screw it up. So a 401k is paid out after death in the form of a spousal rollover. Okay. So if you're a 401k beneficiary, so you were the named beneficiary on his 401k, a spouse can roll the inherited 401k money over to his or her own tax-deferred IRAs without taxes or penalties. So that's a great benefit, provided you roll it over into your IRA. Now, if he was over 70 and a half, you have and had started taking mandatory distributions, a spouse's beneficiary's decision to roll over the account halts the mandatory distributions until the spouse beneficiary turns 70 and a half. So if you were 68, you wouldn't have to take the RMD for 2 years. But since you're over 70 and a half, you still got to take the RMD. If the plan permits extended payouts, then a spouse beneficiary has the option to leave the money in the 401k until the year the deceased participant would have turned 70 and a half. That would not apply to you, but it would apply to people who lose a spouse before 70 and a half. So we'd love to see you, Sandra, and my heart goes out to you for what you've been through. Thanks for the call. And folks, what about you? Do you are you dealing with an IRA rollover and you don't know what to do? Do you do a rollover? Do you do a rollout? Do you do a transfer? I've dealt with people that are calling because their significant other, their spouse, their parent screwed up on something and they have to pay all these taxes. Make sure that's not you. Call us and we can potentially show you ways to get more income out of your portfolio and maybe even a little bit less risk and more wealth efficiencies. So more income, less taxes, hopefully, and reduce risk. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH for the no obligation review. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
You got to make sure you don't leave your matters in an area that could be up for dispute. By the way, maybe I wasn't clear enough with Sandra. If you've inherited money from a spouse, you can do a spousal rollover. That means you could make your 401k, their 401k, the deceased spouse, your IRA. It's relatively simple. Now, you got to make sure you do it right. It's like you need a guide or you need a financial quarterback. So call us, 888-988-JOSH. But my heart goes out to you. I mean, you don't. One of the worst things about losing a loved one is dealing with all this stuff. I mean, I'm doing this for, you know, with my mom. It's so sad. She has a little box she carries around wherever she goes. And With kind of end-of-life matters, and it's just, you know, you look at the box and it reminds you every time, you know, it's tough. So I know what, you know, I don't know what you're going through exactly because I didn't lose my spouse, but I lost my dad, so very difficult. But we're there for you. If you're dealing with an IRA and you need help, call us. Details from Anthony Bourdain's will revealed the celebrity chef, TV personality, and author may not be as wealthy as many believed, and his estate could be vulnerable to a legal dispute. A trust was established, according to Ryan W. Neal, for the celebrity chef's daughter, but his ex-wife could claim a third of the estate if their divorce wasn't finalized. According to documents filed Thursday with Manhattan Court's surrogate, the star's estate was worth $1.21 million. So, hey, if you're worth over $1.21 million, congratulate yourself because you beat a movie star. The New York Daily News reported this includes $425,000 in savings and cash, $35,000 in brokerage, $250,000 in personal property, and $500,000 in intangible property, including royalties and residuals. Mr. Bourdain was estimated to be worth as much as $16 million. And that's what I'm curious. Every time, I mean, Bourdain was so good. I mean, it's sort of like what we've done where we don't have sound bites in financial matters. I mean, he would go to a country and he would become one with the people who he was covering. I mean, my wife and I, we love to go on vacation and, like, become a local. We don't necessarily want to be a tourist. And he had that way about him too, and I really appreciated his way. The will establishes a trust and designates Mr. Bourdain's 11-year-old daughter, Ariane Boussia Bourdain, as the primary beneficiary. The trust will distribute assets when she is 25 and 30. Ms. Boussia Bourdain will receive access to the balance when she turns 35. A lot of people have that. I don't necessarily... You know, what do you think about that 25, 30, 35 thing? Do you think that's wise to have a trust and have it not distribute the assets till one is 25, 30, and 35? Meaning, if you're to set up a trust, is that the right way to do it? You know, it's obviously whatever he wanted, but what do you think about that? So a guardian will be picked by the court. I don't know about you, but I don't want a guardian picked out by any court to watch over my kids. That's why you got to do this stuff before bad stuff happens. Trusts that pay out over time are common for young beneficiaries to ensure they don't get overwhelmed by receiving a large inheritance all at once. I love when I have people tell me they don't want control in the grave. Because here's the thing. Who do you want to control in the grave? Do you want this a judge to control? Do you want a daughter-in-law or a daughter-outlaw or a son-in-law or a son-outlaw? But Keith Singer, owner of Singer Wealth Management, doesn't agree with staged withdrawals because the assets are vulnerable to creditors and mismanagement once distributed. So you have somebody in the article, Alexander Rupert, who says, you know what? It's good so that young people don't get the inheritance all at once. Keith Singer, this person, says, when I draft my trust, the beneficiary can already benefit from the assets that are there. Inside the trust, you can make virtually any investment the trust allows, and most trusts have very broad investment authority. Also, with most trusts, the beneficiaries can get all the income each year and even access to the principal for a certain number of reasons. Mr. Singer would have advised Mr. Bourdain to create a livable trust rather than a testamentary trust to avoid the time-consuming and very public probate process. You know, for example, who are we to know what this guy really wanted to do for his family? It's really none of our business. So one of the ways to avoid that is to put your assets in things that bypass probate. So what bypasses probate? Insurance contracts, life insurance, annuities, Roth IRAs, IRAs passed via beneficiary, and trusts. And, you know, you want to seek a competent attorney on that matter. So what about you? Do you want to leave your heirs better off? Maybe you don't. So maybe you should get a spending plan. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, and we could potentially show you ways to get 30% more income in your portfolio, potentially reduce taxes with tax-free planning, and number three, also look at risk mitigation strategies. Also, a lot of people are calling us for an annuity review or life insurance audits, policy audits. Annuities and certain insurance products are becoming the rage again. Who would have ever thought that? And people don't know who to trust, where to go to. You know, you're not experts in reading fine print, but we'll help you through that. So what do you think about Anthony Bourdain? And really, what do you think about the notion of the whole concept of, do you leave money to a kid with tears? Or do you want them to distribute the income when they're young, too? I would side with Mr. Singer because, you know, what if there are bills for the kids? Now, I wouldn't want them to ever have access to the principal, but the income would be fine. You know, so let's say you leave $1 million and there's interest of 30 grand a year. Well, 30 grand a year is not going to make anybody rich, but it could help them with school bills. It could help them with food, clothing, lodging. I don't want my wife or kids to eat dog food just because I left the earth a little too soon. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, for the what to do so my loved ones don't eat dog food review. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
If you want to, this is an interesting window of political opportunity you have, my friends. Most people don't realize the Trump tax plan has allowed for some of the most creative tax planning in a generation. But what do you do? Well, number one, you call us for the strategic movement around retirement taxation. I bet every single night in Africa, Gazelle goes to sleep mindful that tomorrow he has to run faster than the fastest lion in the morning or be eaten somewhere across the way, still in Africa. And close to that gazelle, a lion goes to sleep mindful that tomorrow he has to run faster than the slowest gazelle in the morning or he will starve. Lion or gazelle? Honestly, it doesn't matter when the sun comes up because they both have to wake up and start running. Who's the lion? Who's the gazelle? True? That's like the relationship between you and the IRS. The IRS, they have to eat you or they will starve. You will have to move fast or be eaten. Now, you have to move fast and call us at 888-988-JOSH. And get the Smart Retirement Book. That is the strategic movement around retirement taxation. Or else, you got to move fast. You know, why do you got to move fast? I don't want to move fast. I got time. Well, think of it this way. It's the summer. You're more relaxed. You have time to make a decision. Once Labor Day comes around, once Hanukkah comes around, and Christmas, and Halloween, and Thanksgiving, you know, you don't have time for this stuff. That's why you want to do it now before it's too late. Okay, well, there are, next segment, we're going to finish top seven things that Brett Kavanaugh argued. So the Supreme Court has favored a life insurance agent, Anthem, a healthcare company. He's also favored the Affordable Care Act, Medicare managers, airline pilots, and critics of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. There are seven key things that tell us how Brett Kavanaugh would act as a Supreme Court justice, and because that have to do with your money. Okay, so 10 things everyone should know before you move your IRA. I finished on 7. We have 8, 9, and 10. If you take a distribution and you fail to complete a rollover in 60 days, the distribution will be taxable. It'll also be subject to a 10% early distribution penalty if you are under the age of 59 and a half. Number 9, while the tax law allows you to access your IRA funds at any time, your ability to move your IRA funds may be affected by your investment choices. You may face penalties or fees from your IRA custodian if you want to move your IRA, especially if you have a CD. Now CD companies are charging fees, so it's just like an annuity almost now. Number 10, whenever you move your IRA funds, you will want to proceed carefully and check to make sure that the transaction was done properly. So give us a call, folks. Make sure your transactions are done properly. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. Call us. Be the gazelle. You have to outrun stuff. Now, you have to move fast. You have to call us, 888-988-JOSH. Now, here's the thing. You can't avoid all the taxes, but you can certainly move now to use one of the greatest benefits in the tax code for you as a listener. So call us now. You get the free book when you schedule and keep your What to Do with My IRA review. If you're in New York, Melville and Long Island, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, we'll be this week in Red Bank, also Melville, Toms River, New Jersey, Hackensack, New Jersey, Short Hills, Princeton, and a spot near you. So we need to hear from you now. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. And now in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, call us. 888-988-JOSH. Also through over the web at 888-988-JOSH. Call us for a webinar. A lot of good people meeting in Maryland, meeting people in Texas, meeting people in Tennessee, meeting people in D.C., all over Indiana. Call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including Five-Star Wealth Manager, Advisory of the Year finalist by Senior Market Advisor, and top of the Million Dollar Roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelensky or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelensky.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to affect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelensky and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.